Well, it's been a while since we've opened with that piece of music. Jeff Bennett here, live tonight, Edge of Darkness, on this 16th day of December. We closed in on the end. Maybe in more ways than one. My apologies for not having been here live the last couple nights. Physically, I'm drained. Still not sleeping well at night. And catch up when I can. Other issues going on. Interesting, not having been here Tuesday, of course, we covered no economic commentary or news this week. And it's amazing to me that the emails and the texts that I'm getting from folks that even picking up rebroadcasts seem to be enjoying them. Positive comments have come my way. That's good. Let's take a look at what's been going on. It's been interesting. You know, Joey renominated Jerome Powell to act as Federal Reserve Chairman. Guy's an idiot. But Powell gave the market exactly what it wanted yesterday, which is not exactly what the economy needs. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 44 points ahead of the Fed announcement, and ended the day up by 380 points, which surged as Powell's press conference reassured investors that although the Fed was pivoting toward a tighter stance, it was not going to tighten too much. That sounds like a lot of hoi polloi to me. But the establishment media dutifully portrayed the Fed's announcement as revealing an aggressive pivot to reducing bond purchases. But beyond doubling the bond purchases, the Fed's change of policy was anything but aggressive. Most Fed officials now expect to raise rates 3 times next year, up from 1 back in September, which would put the target rate at 0.75 to 1%, yet Fed officials now say personal consumption expenditure, or PCE inflation, will be running at 5.3%, up from 4.2% in September of this year. In other words, the Fed saw its year-end inflation jump 1.1 points higher in just 3 months, but raised its expectations for interest rates over the next year by just 0.75%. It's all BS. My God, the numbers these people distribute is just sickening to me. Of course, all of this is an indication that despite the pivot, the Fed may still be too optimistic about inflation declining more or less on its own. Not going to happen. Of course, Fed officials think by the end of next year, the rate of PCE inflation will have fallen to just 2.6%, less than half of what they expect. It goes on and on and on. But the key is U.S. businesses are not as optimistic. The Atlanta Fed survey of business expectations revealed this month that long-term inflation expectations have moved significantly higher. Businesses now expect inflation to average 3.2%, highest reading in quarterly survey that goes back a decade. Keep in mind that food and fuel are not included. That's the ultimate cover-up. The two most expensive things we're getting screwed over are not included in inflation figures. What in the world is this? Some garbage popped up on my screen. Get out of here. Thank you. I don't want that stuff up there. Good. All that's supposed to be up there is Skype, nothing more. So, I don't know, do we continue to babble on about Powell? Probably not, because it's boring as all hell get out. And then, of course, we hear more about Fed meetings and this, that, and the other thing. Jobs reports showed the economy had added more jobs than anticipated, and the unemployment rate was falling much more rapidly than expected. How do you do that? How do you do that? When everybody out here is whining they ain't got jobs, and there's nobody hiring, it's absolute pure garbage. Oh, what a joke. So now let's take another look at this inflation discussion, because it's stupid. Of course, Biden and Pelosi predict victory in 22, but voters blame them for rising prices. Remember this. When you get a 3% raise on your paycheck, but inflation is 6.8%, well, you get the idea. Your raise isn't going to mean squat. Joey says, we're going to win in 2022. I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going to be in for a problem. That's what he says. Of course, P. Lousy says, our country could not be better served than with this most experienced, capable hands than yours, President Biden. He's just perfect. The timing couldn't be better. And both of these swamp dinosaurs are putting their best face on what is increasingly likely to be a big electoral defeat in the 2022 midterms. Presidents typically don't fare well in their first midterms anyway. Biden might exceed them all in failure. Why? To quote a prominent Democrat strategist, it's the economy, stupid. Yeah, we write and we talk about inflation, employment, the supply chain, all of which are an utter mess right now, thanks to last year's COVID shutdown, the ensuing rampant government spending and interference. Federal spending soared from an already high 21% of the extremely gross domestic product before the pandemic to more than 30% in the last 2 years. Besides being largely composed of unconstitutional redistribution schemes, economically speaking, this has all been a horrible disaster. Politicians goose demand without the supply to match it. Political analyst Paul Myrengoff puts it this way. He says, inflation is reality's FU to a central element of liberal hubris. The view that the government can do whatever the hell it wants by way of spending, energy policy, etc., and suffer no bad economic consequences. Of course, Joey, of course, wants more of the same with his Build Back Better boondoggle. And he even has the gall to claim that it'll reduce inflation, not increase it. Other Democrats like Joey Manchin, on the other hand, see the inflationary mess created by the American Rescue Plan earlier this year, and they're not too keen to double down on it. But when Joey isn't pitching more government spend and he's doing things like having his EPA tweak the renewable fuel standard to require more ethanol in our gas, more. I love it. Makes your cars run like crap. They need more service. Oh, that's right. Well, other than eroding older cars or car engines and destroying lawn equipment while decreasing the miles per gallon, as well as raising both gas and food prices even further, what's not to like, people? Huh? The Federal Reserve, of course, is the other big culprit. The Fed's target inflation at about 2%. Not long ago, Powell warned about the economic challenge of low inflation. Well, it's now at least 6.8%, the worst since 82. The producer price index, which measures wholesale prices, is up 9.6%. And what might be the understatement of the year, Powell said, the inflation that we got was not at all the inflation we were looking for. What the hell does that mean? I mean, for months, this idiot Powell and others insisted that inflation was transitory. But it wasn't until last month that he finally conceded that it's persistent. No shit, Sherlock. So 2 days or yesterday, the Federal Reserve announced it's going to substantially taper off on its bond buying, as well as projecting that interest rates will rise 3 times next year, not once as predicted in September. But even at the 2%, inflation is a highly regressive tax on the American people. You know, I got my annual social insecurity statement. And I remember when I first started getting this stuff, it was $1,000 and something or $1,100 a month, whatever, no big deal, you know. You pay into it all these years, except that in my particular case, I've worked for myself more than I ever worked for anybody else, so I didn't pay all that much into it. This stupid thing. All right. Now my monthly benefit's going to be $1,563 before deductions. Now, the only deduction I've got is Medicare. When my wife and I first began drawing Medicare, it was costing us $104 a month. Now it's $170 a month, which, of course, comes out of our Social Security. So inflation has bit us in the butt. More ways than one. And yet a month ago, they were talking about, oh, my great, how great it's going to be for Social Security recipients. The big increase they're going to be getting. What a joke. What a joke. Oh, man. And how many more of you are drawing on that garbage, huh? Well, in addition to all this nonsense and those people expressing concern about inflation and high costs, 46% of the respondents to a poll said that whatever they named as their top issue has been negatively impacted by the federal government in the past few months. Highest degree of blame that voters have placed on the federal government regarding their top concerns since former President Obama's administration. Maybe that's because the federal government is doing more to interfere with the economy than it has since Obama. Is it too much to hope that the American people are finally waking up to the virtues of constitutionally limited government? I mean, maybe, just maybe, if everyone keeps feeling the pain in their bank accounts, it could happen. Feeling the pain in their bank accounts. Lord, help us. Pure insanity. God. You know, this is interesting. I just realized I'm going to run out of things to talk about before this hour is over tonight. And maybe that's not a bad thing. If it gets that bad, I'll just shut it down and shoot some music over to Michael and say enjoy the rest of the evening. I am horribly, horribly worn out right now. I lay down and took a nap for a couple hours this afternoon. I did that yesterday and didn't wake up until after airtime had begun. I was out for 5.5 hours and did not even move. I woke up in the same exact position I laid down in. I'm still wearing the catheter. I'm still fighting issues. And I called my urologist today. Of course, you'll never get to talk to him. They have you talk to these other people. And I'm told, the reason I called is I've got some blood issues in the catheter again. And which means it's, you know, no big deal. And they told me to go to the emergency room at the hospital. Now, that's pretty interesting. I have spent way too much time in that place. And it's just, I'm watching settling right now. I'm watching to see what happens. And it may still happen. I don't know. Anyway. So it's amongst the reasons I'm so worn out right now. I'm fighting this. I'm probably doing more physical work than I should be, but I'm trying not to overdo it. I'm trying not to get involved with lifting heavy things or whatever, but it's all become amazingly stressful. I've had some light paint work to do in my room, and I didn't like the outcome. I'm going to have to repaint it. It's the difference in the brush. I used a different brush than I used on the first door. And that's why it came out looking terribly different. I put a couple of interesting new shelves in the bedroom. It's my place to disappear. Now, it also has now created a secondary studio situation for me. And if things get too loud or there's people over here, whatever, and I want to disappear to a more quiet atmosphere, a more sound-deadened atmosphere, I will be able to go into that room and do a program. It, interesting enough, is the warmest room in the house, too, which I don't care for when I'm sleeping. But when I'm awake, I enjoy it. Of course, when you're sleeping, you're not supposed to notice anything. My friends, we are told by experts that the Federal Reserve, which we've spoken of more often than we like to tonight, that the Fed is our number one inflation fighter, our protector against economic meltdown. Well, any person who cares about our country would accord it only the highest respect. Ha, ha, ha. But there's a guy named Preston Matthews who wants to destroy the Fed. And he's apparently surrendered everything, including the woman he loves, in order to do so. But who is this renegade who wishes to bring back the dark days of despair, as his critics charge? Well, he's the Fed's top gun, the lord of interest rates, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. So this man approaching him in the August twilight was tall and thick through the chest, though nothing in his movements suggested a threat. He strolled along with a hand slipped casually in his pants pocket, even stopped once to pick up a piece of litter and toss it at a nearby barrel. Could almost pass for one of D.C.'s tourists taking a late walk through a public park. Yet on seeing him, Ricky Sawyer's stomach churned. This was no casual meeting taking place. He had known this moment would come and had dreaded it, and Sawyer was not prone to unnecessary fears. And as he waited under one of the many security lights in the area, the man stopped abruptly in the shadows, kneeled down, retied a running shoe that was properly laced. Sawyer took the hint, moved all 280 pounds of himself over to join the guy. "What's with the cloak and dagger?" Sawyer asked. The man stood up. "I need the favor returned." And Sawyer kind of chuckled and said, "Well, what do you want me to do, hack the president's PC? "Nothing that easy, my friend. I need you to set up a website. And over time, you'll be supplied with content, but I need the site established now to make sure the name is available." "Well, you could go to anyone for a website, not this one." "What's going on?" "How much do you remember from Professor Stefanelli's class?" "Everything. Paper versus rock. Paper won, we lost." "Right. I want to put an end to paper, permanently." The Sawyer chuckles, says, "Sounds like you're going to blow up your office." "More along the lines of a crash course in hoax awareness. That's why I need your help." "Where's the danger come in?" "The content. The power holders won't like it." "Well, there's a lot of things they don't like. Why, I guarantee this is going to upset them beyond anything you can imagine. You'll have to keep a low profile. Make that no profile. You'll have to disappear." "Well, tall order for a whale, Chief." "Any taller than breaking into the ICLIS building network?" "No, I guess not." "I think you'll be okay. But listen, this won't work until you understand what's at stake, do you?" So Sawyer thought for a minute, says, "Yeah, civilization. Under paper, little guys like me lose their wealth, their liberty, sometimes their lives. While government grows more bloated, corrupt, oppressive. And the cause? Well, paper inflation." "What's inflation done for us historically?" "Well, according to Professor Stefanelli, without inflation, we have no World War I, no Great Depression, no World War II, no Cold War, no Vietnam, no taxpayer-funded bailouts, no bubbles, no war on terrorism, no Iraq. Without inflation, Cindy Sheen is just another mom with a son. Without inflation, instead of endless acres of white crosses marking the battlefield dead, men are left free to live. Imagine that. And when those men are geniuses like me, or Google founders, Page and Brin, the whole world profits. Without inflation to build up militaries, we might have had nuclear power without nuclear bombs." She also said something to the effect that if inflation were a disease, it would be considered the number one killer of human life. "There was more. Give me time. I'll remember it." "Do you agree with any of that?" "Well, too simplistic. There'd be a computer age, B, without electricity. Pull the plug, computers go away." So it was hard to argue with her. "But you did." "Well, of course, but the truth is, without massive amounts of money, the First World War doesn't go far. 4 months, according to a writer who was around at the time. Nothing would beat the printing press for producing large amounts of money in a hurry, paper money. And if World War I was aborted, the rest of the century looks a little brighter. I'd say she's not far from the truth, at least. Not bad for a hacker. You talked about inflation, but didn't define it, can you? Paper. More precisely. Well, I didn't expect a quiz. This going definition is a rise in the general price level. Do you accept that definition? No, because you can't have inflation without price increases. Productivity improvements work against rising prices. Any other reason not to accept the definition of inflation is rising prices? Well, sure, it obscures the cause, which is more paper, more money, and increase in the money supply. And how's the money supply increase? Well, through treachery. First a snap, Sawyer said, snapping his fingers, in which the Fed creates money from nothing. And then the crank. And he continued rotating his right arm in a cranking motion. The crank, as the banks multiply that amount through credit expansion. And then there's a pop, which he slapped his hands. It was when the bubble burst and everyone gets fired. And Sawyer's theory of the business cycle in three words, snap, crankle, pop. But isn't that how prosperity is funded? By increasing the money supply? No, that's how the inflationary boom is started or prolonged. Is that a good thing? Well, it is if you're one of the insiders. Without it, the military-industrial congressional welfare racket takes a big hit. Governments would have to rely mostly on taxes to pay their bills. And what would you do for war if governments had to pay for it with taxes? Make it an endangered species. That's what I would do. All right, so if you're a government bent on war, inflation is a sacred cow. And who causes inflation? Who? Yeah. I'm looking at it. I think you understand that what we're fighting. I do. And they shook hands. And I'll be in touch, the man said. And later that night, Sawyer received an email containing a web address only. And after confirming the site didn't exist, he set about to create it. As agreed. So in the weeks that followed, Sawyer would find it difficult to believe their conversation was at all serious. Nothing had been added to the website. Other than the terse email, there had been no contact between them. The topic they had discussed seemed weird at the time, even more so as time passed. Perhaps their meeting was a brutal prank, a form of payback for the hack he had pulled. It seemed like it was. But he began to feel like a fool for having trusted the man. But Sawyer was wrong. The day finally arrived when all doubts were forever removed. It's amazing. It's a story. Merely a story. Or is it? These are the kind of strange conversations, my friends, that take place, isn't it? Where? In secret. In Washington. Behind closed doors. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And I don't give a damn about a greenback a dollar. Spend it fast as I can. For a wailing song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand. Oh boy, the only things that I understand.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Well, you know the bottom's falling out, all the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you know the bottom's falling out, people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts. It's a growing business of some people in the street who do not have a job for nothing. The bottom falling out, all the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts. There's some people in the street who do not have a job over nothing. The bottom falling out.
The bottom fell out a long time ago. Holy guacamole. Hey, let's change the subject for the rest of the program. Let's talk about Dr. Faust. What a piece of work. Anthony Faust. Fauci, Fauci, whatever you want to call this piece of human crap. Arguably the most powerful agency employee in government today. Not because of his connections to pharma or network of elite swamp creatures established during his 40-plus years of betraying the public trust. You know, people in this country think this guy just popped out of nowhere the last couple of years. 40-plus years. This guy's power comes because no matter how crooked his activities, his survival is necessary for a more strategic purpose. From his sunken eyes and adolescent grin to his sarcasm and arrogance, Fauci is the caricature of the qualities Americans most detest. This guy, believe it or not, has funded deadly research on beagles, dogs. He has funded painful experiments on monkeys. Lied to the public, lied to Congress, lied about the lies, even admitted lying is an acceptable strategy. Until the country was ready to hear what I think, he says. This jerk has been proven wrong on nearly every COVID intervention he has promoted, from social distancing to masks to lockdowns. And as a disinformation super spreader, Fauci suppressed data from the Pfizer phase 2 vaccine trials, leading the public to believe the treatment were more safe and effective than they are. Proclaims himself the voice of science, but sinks to politicizing conversations when he lacks coherent scientific responses. Then he belittles Americans for ignoring his wisdom. Wisdom? But here's the problem. The man has been protected by media censorship. Faux fact checkers. He's been protected by intimidation. He continues to draw accolades from the elite while commanding the highest salary in government. And he grew prominence when he mocked Trump during a World Health COVID-19 briefing. The image of Fauci rolling his eyes with a covered smirk made him an instant icon for anti-Trumpers. But despite this man's star status in protective media, the truth is beginning to break through. The mounting COVID-19 hospitalizations disproportionately among the vaccinated, and the growing data suggesting the boosters encourage variants and compromise healthy immune systems are raising doubts about the vaccines. Oh, isn't it about freaking time, huh? Man, I'm getting notes up the wazoo while we're on the air here. What do we got? Southern, hey, how you doing, brother? You and your cat were bird digging rabbits? Oh, jeez. All right, so where'd we leave off? So now we got the CDC. Their obvious attempts to bolster the Fauci praised RNA treatments by redefining what a vaccine is, slaughtering the historic definition of immunity, counting the vaccinated as unvaccinated. All of these things are shattering the credibility of Fauci and the vaccines. In October of this year, National Institute of Health dealt with what should have been a mortal blow when they released information proving that Fauci repeatedly lied to Congress and the public about his role in gain-of-function research. Despite the revelations, Fauci remained in power. Followers don their masks. They submit to the jabs. They excoriate the unvaccinated as dangerous murderers. Oh, good. Now I'm a dangerous murderer, huh? Of course, confronted with irrefutable evidence, they retreat to lies, defend themselves with accusations of misinformation. This kind of compliant behavior is not unusual. Stalin, Hitler, Mao all used mass hypnosis techniques to convince large swaths of the public that totalitarianism was superior to freedom. Of course, these rulers didn't need to convince all people, just enough to create a movement that appears greater than it is to overthrow the majority. You know, it's been observed that 30% of the people willingly follow totalitarians. 30% remain independent, and the remaining 40% follow out of absolute total fear. Of course, there are background qualities such as isolation, a lack of sense-making, free-floating anxiety, and a feeling of discontent that render the obedient 30% susceptible to mass hypnosis. But what allows the hypnosis to persist is the steady thrum of a singular message repeated until it registers as organic truth. Professor Desmond of Ghent University defines it this way when he says, mass formation, or hypnosis, is provided by the specific voice it's gotten used to. Totalitarian leaders know this very well. They start every new day with 30 minutes of propaganda in which the voice of a leader constantly penetrates the consciousness of the population. My friends, I think most of us know this by now. Fauci is dangerous. And he's dangerous because he is the familiar voice of the leftist movement to force Americans into submission. He offers steady assurance that all will be well if the obedient will wear masks, stay indoors, get the vaccine, get the boosters. While spewing falsehoods, he warns followers to ignore misinformation and positions himself as the embodiment of truth and science. Fauci says, criticizing me is criticizing science. And yet, my friends, no matter how erroneous his arguments, a ready army of legacy media, medical publications, and the indoctrinated is preassembled. They're not there to convince you of their twisted logic. They know you will never abandon truth. They are there to destroy you so the blind and the obedient feel the safety of not being alone. Yet once desensitized, the obedient become radically intolerant of dishonored ideas, radically tolerant of their own leaders' ideas, no matter how much they lie, cheat, or manipulate. And they will even defend the vaccine-related death of loved ones if needed to support the unholy narrative. And Professor Desmet continues by saying, so without mass media, and without the ability to confront people time and time again with the voices of the leaders, no mass formation could continue as long as it continued in Germany and then in the Soviet Union. No, Anthony Fauci is the voice that keeps the obedient desensitized. He is indispensable to the leftward movement, and that is why the leaders will go to any extreme to protect their asset. But he's also the key to defeating the left. Once again, Professor Desnet. And the opposite of this is also true, he says. If other voices are available in the public space, then the mass hypnosis will be disturbed. You see, my friends, it is up to all of us to be those loud voices. We must shout the truth at every opportunity. Never allow the lies to go unchallenged. Whether we face personal rejection or financial loss, we must weigh the odds and choose to speak the truth. But the good news is that Fauci's popularity has been plummeting for months. By October, 32% of the Democrats and 75% of the Republicans believe that he should resign. And that the left is not budging in their support for Fauci shows how critical he is to their totalitarian takeover. That is why we must act. Now, it'll be uncomfortable at times. But speaking the truth to all must become a part of our normal daily routine. We must publicly destroy the false narrative. Never allow disinformation to stand unchallenged. And whether we use posts or social comments or in-person responses or flyers, we create a discord that breaks down the comfortable spell. At the same time, we must show hope to many of the 40% who are afraid to speak up. Our religion, our nation, our ability to raise our families as we see fit are all hanging in the balance. We're the only ones who can save it now. And so here are a few truths that we can say loud and clear. Of course, you can always add your own to the list. No, the Pfizer trials did not show that the vaccines were safe or effective, only if they lessened the symptoms. Secondly, the trials that were supposed to last a year ended at 90 days when Pfizer gave the vaccine to the placebo group. And coincidentally, we now know the vaccine's effectiveness begins to wane after 90 days. Thirdly, the UK vaccine surveillance report showed that after the second jab, the vaccines deplete our immune system. Why are we not investigating this? And next, if the vaccines are so damn good, why do the proponents refuse to publicly debate and discuss the pros and cons? Next, we don't know if COVID caused 700 or 800,000 deaths, because even if the CDC stopped recommending the PCR test, because they're inconclusive. We know that the mRNA treatment is not a vaccine, because the Bayer CEO told us they are gene therapy marketed as vaccines. Or we would have had a 95% refusal rate. Next, the CDC's own vaccine adverse event report systems, or VAERS, says that over 19,000 people had died following the vaccines, most within 14 days of the jab. That's not safe. 19,000 died after receiving the vaccines. It could well have been more. And finally, if the vaccines do not cause deaths, where are the autopsies to prove it? Interesting commentary. I've never liked Bastard. I read enough about this worthless piece of crap, with his stuff going back to the late 1990s. If he's been involved with this kind of dirt for well over 40 years, and it certainly goes back further than that. The highest paid employee in government? My God. Commentary. John Anthony, writing for Sustainable Freedom. Excuse me. Sustainable Freedom Lab. It says a lot. And the problem is that he's not the only liar and con artist that's a part of government. Very, very sad to see this stuff. Southern wants to know, was Fauci an abused child? Yeah, well, if he was and somebody stuck it up his posterior, he learned how to stick it up ours. I know that's offensive to some of you. I'm so, so sorry. Not. I can't be all that concerned about this stuff. I'm sick of this guy. And the problem is that those in our government continue to allow him to speak for them, because it serves their purpose of total control of you and I.
I had a call today
from a representative of Omnicare. Omnicare is this division of the Medicare program my wife and I have. And they're coming out to see me and counsel with me. Next week. I think Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And they asked me if I had my vaccines yet, and I said, absolutely not, and I have no intention of taking them. So don't come out here with the idea of trying to sell me on the idea of vaccines, because I'll stick it up your Fauci. And worst comes to worst, I'm going to print out what I've just shared with you, and I will hand it to them in more ways than one. But I know what they're seeing. The number of trips to the hospital emergency room, the number of doctor's visits I've got, the number of tests that I've got going on. I'm not having any fear over my heart issues. I'm having fears and concerns over bladder issues, potential of kidney issues. Some months ago, my doctor made reference to the fact that he believes that I have another hernia. And then all this other stuff took over. And it is taking over. And yet the potential of a hernia may describe a lot of, oh my God. Southern says Fauci put HIV in the hepatitis vaccine in the late 1970s, killed two of his friends in Williston, North Dakota. In the end, their mother was driven to shame, thinking they got AIDS in an immoral way. Well, Fauci doesn't give a damn who he hurts. What a piece of work. I take a look at some of the headlines in the educational world. And I grow fearful of this continuing education system of ours. It's absolutely horrible. There's been a letter comparing parent protest to domestic terrorism, which has triggered a funding fallout. And more of these kind of things we're beginning to see. Mother said her son was vaccinated in exchange for pizza at a Los Angeles school system. Oh, the Barack Obama Global Prep Academy in South L.A. They gave him pizza in exchange for getting the vaccine without the mother's consent. Kids in California cannot consent to vaccinations. Horrible. Well, life goes on. A lot more we could cover. Hey, we got a very special program lined up for tomorrow night. Hope you'll join us. Not one word of me will you hear speak. And spoken. But you'll enjoy the program. I promise you. Thanks for being with me tonight. Lord willing, I'll see you back live on Monday. Hope to God I'm doing better. Take care. Good night.
He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no rain. She said a bad day's when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. He slipped sliding, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And God only knows, God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding away. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.